going to do a piece over here on Halach Ma'anya. Halach Ma'anya is in the beginning of this of the Haggadah, and there's a great many kashas. What in the world are we? What are we saying? So let's read it in Hebrew. It's actually in Aramaic, and we're going to translate it. That way we can stall until Rafi sits down. Halach Ma'anya, this bread of affliction or poverty, depends how you translate it. Di achlu av asana ba'arad Mitzrayim, that our ancestors ate in Mitzrayim. Kol dichpin yeseh v'yechol. Anybody who is hungry, come and eat. Kol diyitzrich, anybody who needs, yeseh v'yifsach, come and have korban Pesach. So you're inviting the olam to your suda, to your korban. Hashda hacha, now we are here. Lishana haba be'arad Yisrael. Next year we're going to be in the land of Israel. Hashda avdei. This year we are slaves. Lishana haba b'nei charim. Next year we are going to be free. Amen. Okay, so the Maisa Nisim, again, is Nesivis of Mishpat, who wrote on Chayshim Mishpat, has this beautiful, beautiful parish on the Haggadah, and he's going to, like any Lamdin, ask a series of questions, and based on those questions, he's going to say something absolutely beautiful that we can say over to our family. Says Lavo Albira Piskaze to explain this not the Masfekes, the Sharam Blaim, Mafurshim, Veiluem. I'm going to ask the questions of the Mafurshim Act, and these are them. Lama Nizam Roshan Arami. Why is it in Aramaic? Right? The entire Haggadah is in Hebrew. All of a sudden, we have this beginning intro when we invite guests. It's in Aramaic. Beis Lama Tikno Akruz Kol Dichin Yesev Yechol Shula Aniim Davka B'Chaga Pesach. Why is it that we have on this holiday? On Pesach specifically, an invitation to poor people. On Sukkot, the hungry people aren't hungry anymore. You know, it's Yad Yehuda's fault. They raise more on Sukkot and Shavuos, it must be. Chazal knew, right? So there's only poor people on Pesach. Why are we inviting them only on Pesach? We should invite them all year round. Halavai. It's more expensive. Okay. All right, real balbat shateretz. And the Sivis is a much more lomba shateretz than you. Right, below, what? Below, you would. Velo Bishar. Follow the dots on that one. Velo Bishar Chagim, right? But we don't do it with the other holidays. V'ha v'samachtu chagecha v'chayam le'adim ne'mar. V'samachtu v'chagecha applies in every holiday. Gimel. Hakruze rilas b'chutz. This is a mistake over here. It should be outside, right? Why are you doing it? You're sitting at your table saying, oh, guests, come to my table, as you're sitting in your table with your door shut and the windows closed. You're home, you came home from shul, you said good yom tov to the family, you shut the front door, and then you sit at your table and you start inviting guests. This is a pathetic attempt of helping the aniyim. Not only that, you already made Kiddush. So even if the Ani would hear you from your dining room, he's going to miss Kiddush, right? And Karpas. The poor Ani didn't get Kiddush, didn't get Karpas. What kind of invitation is this? Imagine inviting someone to your table, right? Between Kiddush and Hamotzi on a Friday night. He missed Shalom Aleichem, he missed Eishes Chayil, right? Miss Kiddush. Lama Karu Lechem Aini. Another question. Why do we call the matzah the bread of affliction or poverty? Hey, Masha Amar Di Achlo V'Sana Barad Mitzrayim. It says that bread that our forefathers ate in Mitzrayim, Shari Lo Achlo Mitzrayim Atshot Yotzu. It's not true. Who said they ate matzah Mitzrayim? What does the pasuk say we ate matzah? When what? Why? How do you know? Because they went out with what? Bechipazon. They didn't have time for the dota. Nobody said they ate matzah in what medrash?
The medrash didn't say that.
The Abar Bernal said that. Some of the Rishonim said that. It's not a medrash. Not a medrash. Yeah, but that's the pshat some Rishonim say in order to answer up this part of the Haggadah. It comes from here. This is, you're looking at the source for it, right?
That Yitzchak was born on Pesach.
Yes.
Is that what you're referring
no,
to?
No, not at all. Oh, okay. What we're talking about is the following. It says, this is the bread that we ate in Mitzrayim.
No, I know that. I'm saying, that is that what he was talking about?
No. Okay. He was saying there are Mefarshim that said that the Mitzrim fed us matzah, a slave food, so that it bloated our stomachs, and that way they got away with not feeding us so much, right? So that is actually contentious. The Maral argues on that. But some of the Rishonim learned that they actually fed us matzah to keep us stuffed. But the question is still, even if you would say that based on this part of the Haggadah that says we ate in Mitzrayim, the pasuk never tells us that. Adrava, the pasuk says that matzah is the bread of freedom, right? When we're going out is when we ate the matzah. Sounds like the matzah is a celebration of geula, of cheres, right? So if you tell me the mitzvah fed it to us in Mitzrayim, maybe yeah, maybe no, but what would be the significance? Why would that be true, right? What is that, how does that fit in?
We're not able to eat comments. So really, we ate it while
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's not called being slaves, right? In the middle of the Makkas, it's not. It's not true. Pesach, it's not true. The 14th was when they had the Korban Pesach, and then the night of the 15th, we had a Seder. There was no Chametz that night, and that's when Makkas Bechoras happened. The next morning, we left, right? So the eating of the matzah, you know. So that's interesting. You're asking, with Korban Pesach, did we eat matzah? Because it says, matzah mor yachlu. So did they eat matzah, right? Yeah, the pasuk says that the matzah was, didn't have time when they left. It's a good question. It's a good question. Al kopanim, not so relevant, because the mashmaos is that they ate it while we were slaves, which would mean that during the 210 years of slavery, right, the Haggadah is saying, this is the bread we ate there. But that's not true. The pasuk only talks about it in context of leaving. And you're pointing out, it's possible that they even had a mitzvah of eating matzah on the night of the 15th during Makkas Bechoras, but that doesn't explain why we would have been eating matzah while we were in slavery for all those many years. So that's the Sivas' problem, right? But that's a good point you're saying. Adjiyat Shari Nasu Abetzik Surah Shal Shikma. Like the pasuk says, that they had the dough on their shoulders. Okay, Vav. Lama Omar Bekefel Hashtach of Gam Hashtach Avdei. What's with this double language? Now we're here, and now we're slaves. Next year we're there, and then we'll be free. What's the language? Lama Lo Amra Perigzeb Isman Shabesim Mikdash Kayam Kavur Biramba. The Rambam says that when we lived in the Beis Hamikdash in Bayis Rishon, we didn't say Halach Ma'anya. Halach Ma'anya is added, and that's why it's in Aramaic, only after Chorban Bayis Rishon. That's how the Rambam brings down, when the Rambam brings down Hilchas Haggadah. So the question is going to be, once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, why did they add on this extra section of Halach Ma'anya in Aramaic? Right? That's going to be, these are the Shilas. We will go back to the Shilas as we go, but just let's repeat the Shilas very quickly. Why is it in Aramaic? Why is it only specifically by Pesach? Why aren't we going out to the door and inviting the Aniyim in? Why do they get to miss Kiddush and Karpas? What kind of invitations from your table anyway? Why is the matzah called poor man bread, right? Why does it say we ate it in Mitzrayim? That's not what the Pesukim says. Pesukim says we ate it on the way out, right? Why do we have this double language in the end? Now we're here, then we're there, here we're free, Israel this, yeah. Why was this not said during the time of the Beis Hamikdash and only added later? So we're going to go and he's going to say something tremendous. Liyashiv calls that, in order to answer this, Naktim, we're going to have to give a quick hakdama. Ki yadua, it's a known thing. Shirui v'nachon la'evid asher bab ma'aser ma'asar ma'adonav. If they have a slave or a servant that was thrown in jail. V'yitzil b'chazdai, and he was taken out of jail. Baruch Hashem. Chabatzkers, Yad Kislev, there you go. Sheish yismoich b'yom yitziyosei. Right, everyone's happy on the day they get out of jail. Lahoidos, Levarech, and they're gonna have a suit of Saidah, Lamisha Itzio, Vitzil Bachazim Master. Anybody who took you out of jails, and every year on the day that you got out of jail, it's kedai to make a little suda, right? Because nobody wants to be in jail. Vigam Teva Adam Chayev Shetovo Simcho Belibo Be'esh Niskar. And anytime, I'm telling you, like the Chabatskers in Yad Kislev, right? The Rebbe got out of jail. Anytime you think about it, it should make you very, very happy. Kosha came be Yoima Yitzia. Of course, on the day of the year when you inaugurate the fact that you got out of jail, right? So Derech HaTeva, if you were ever thrown in prison, you're going to be very happy to commemorate the day that you got out. Amnon, he says, Ein Mederech Adam, it's not the nature of a person. Av Sheyotza Pamachas Ma'amasar, a person got out of jail one time. Ukshechazer V'nichbash, and he got thrown back in jail again. Bebeis Asrim Godol, Me'arishom L'smach, Me'ekudim Machlois. Nobody starts dancing when he's back in jail a second time on the anniversary of when he got out of jail the first time. Can you imagine this? Right? You have a guy, gets thrown in for drug charges, right? Gets out. He on a certain day, has a domestic dispute. He's back in. Comes the, 16th of April, right? And the guy's doing a rikita in the middle of the prison. And they say, what are you doing? Wow, the last time I got out on this day, so I'm very happy. No, that's not the teva of an adam. Why is that not the teva of an adam? Lamaisa, you're right back in jail where you started. This is not happy. It's not a happy time. Even though you got out of jail once, when you get back in jail again, it's even worse than last time. Who's going to dance in the prison? I once got out. Because you're in prison. What good was it to get out? You're right back where you started. Hakdama number one, if you get out of a place of bondage, it's normal to be happy. If you're back in bondage again, it is not normal to be happy because it's not negeya. Hakdama beis. Kiyadua. Ksheish la'adam simcha gdaila. When a person has a simcha, let's say it needs some simchas. You can have a shalom zacher. could have a bris, could have a bar mitzvah, could have a chasna. Oh, unbelievable. A siyim. Well, that's going to be lower and less. Shem darko laharbais lahazmin reyim. What do you do when you have a simcha? What do you do? You invite guests, right? You invite guests. That's what you do. Shalom Zecher, you invite people. And Shalom Zecher is cheap. You have a bris, you invite a certain number of people. You have a siyim, you invite a certain number of people. Yeah, you have. It's going to go. The bigger the simcha, the more guests. Lasse simcha mitzvah. Chol she simcha yoyser gedayla. The bigger the simcha, misava yoyser barbas reim vahuv in the smachtei. The bigger the simcha, the more you're going to want to include people in your simcha. So a wedding is going to be something where you have the most, you know, guests, because that's the biggest achievement of your raising your children. A person would have a suda up to Achashverish if he had the world's biggest simcha that he could possibly have. So Hakdama number one, if you got out of jail, you're not happy the next time you're back in jail on that day. The Hakdama number two, the bigger the simcha, the more the guests. Hakdama number three, now this seems very random, but you can see how beautiful it is. Hakdama number three. Yadua Masha Kazukum Farsh Shigam Bavidas Mitzrayim Hayo Oichle Matzah. He brings down what Rafi was referring to, it's not a medrash, but the Rishonim, that said that when they were in slavery in Egypt, the Mitzrim fed them matzah. Kilo Nicham Mitzrim Lach Mitzisasam. The Mitzrim did not let their bread rise. I'm telling you, all the Rishonim say so their stomach should have been filled. But he's saying, so the Mitzvah didn't give them time to let their bread rise. They get back to work, right? So in Melo, they always ate matzah because they didn't have time to properly make bread and let it rise. She's matzah chipasal avaydasa because of the quickness, but better word for that. The fact even what? Lacquerty, right? Back Zrizis back to Aveda. You don't have time for your bread to rise. This is what the Ritzel Garbarnel says why it's called Lechem Oni. So three Agdamas. One, guy gets out of a tough situation. He's happy. He's back in the same situation all over again. He's not happy for the first time anymore. Hakdama two, the bigger the simcha, the more the guests. Hakdama three, that the Arbanel, how they actually fed the matzah when they were Mitzrayim, because that way they should get back to work. So based on these Hakdamas, the Sivis is going to explain how this piece fits together. V'achri Hakdamas elu novo albira piska. Once we have all these Hakdamas, we can explain this part of the Agada. This part of the Gadol was included after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Why? Laman lo yispala leva adam. A person is going to have a kasha. Ala sher anu oisim mishta v'simcha b'koyses v'suda. Here we're sitting by the table, right? The halacha is you're supposed to bring out your finest dishes, right? Bizman hazeh, the most expensive plastic you can buy, right? Yeah, with wine and food and all elaborate table, and we're all celebrating. We're all so happy that what? Al yitzias Mitzrayim, that we left Mitzrayim. Varia kati avdei Achashverish. Bala Maisa, Nebuchadnezzar took them, broke their Beis HaMikdash, schlepped them to Bavel. Bavel was taken over by Achashverish. Yidden were still in a foreign land with foreign leaders, not independent in the slightest, not able to keep Torah and Mitzvahs the way they want to keep it. And you expect me, by the Seder, to celebrate the fact that 800 years prior, the Abishah took me out of Mitzrayim, right? What in the world? I'm in jail all over again, like I was the first time. So you can imagine the Chorban Beis HaMikdash was like the Holocaust. It was terrible. Uh-huh. So I got an idea. We're going to beat you and murder your children in the streets of Yerushalayim, put you in chains, schlep you all the way to Bavel. You're going to have to build a whole new house away from Eretz Yisrael, which you loved, and right? And you're going to put you by a seder and tell you you're supposed to be happy. And you're telling me that, oh, it's a different geula. No, that's not emotionally difficult for me. That's very easy.
Maybe it's a bit difficult, but it's a different geula. This is the start of geula. Not over here, you're not.
Good. So let's hear what he says. But you, if you can't hear the kasha, there's something wrong with you. Okay, good. All right. Yeah, imagine a survivor from the war. He mamish. He lived in Hungary. He lived by the Klausenberger, right? And can you imagine how regal it was a Pesach Seder by the Klausenberger, right? Yeah, and then he survives Auschwitz. And he's an emaciated piece of whatever, and he gets back, and he's in France somewhere, right? You know, after the war, and he's supposed to sit down by a Pesach Seder. How do you think that Pesach Seder felt? Okay, it's a good kasha, right? So let's see. Yeah, all right. We don't feel it because in America, but if you think about it, right? We're now in a bitter galus, nimar, and now you know what? We start to feel it a little bit these days. The einzeh mederecha adam, like we said before in the Akdama, this is not the way a person emotionally functions. Right? Not the way a person is to be happy. Va'amar, yet he's going to say, it's like this bread that I ate. I ate when we were slaves. Paris. Hagam she'im hayos ki asuda azoysu mamish kalach mananya. He holds to the matzah. He says, this is the same matzah I ate when I was a slave. And you know what? Right now, I'm also a slave. So this matzah I'm eating tonight is the same matzah I ate when I was in slavery in Mitzrayim. And you know what? I'm still in slavery in Mitzrayim. I'm under Achashverosh. I'm under the Cossacks. I'm under whatever other empire we were in that was, right? We can go through it, right? I'm in Spain. I'm in there. He's eating the same bread that they ate when they were also being beaten by the Mitzrayim. This is the same bread I ate under the Nazis, the same bread that I ate by Mitzrayim. Hagam she'im yois, ki ha-suda zoysu mamish kalachman yab Mitzrayim. This is the same suda that we had in Mitzrayim. We're slaves all over again. Ki ha-suda nikra al-shem alechem. A suda is called based on the bread. Bread was the nucleus of the meal. So when we talk about a suda, we call it based on the bread. Kimo, like we in halacha, same thing also. That's why Hamotzi Potter's everything. Kimo madua lo ba ben Yishai alachem fat imkei me'arui hayashul ismayach. It should be, if I'm having a suda in Galus, I should not be happy. I'm in Galus. Why should I be happy? Kila simcha maza oisa achashav mishkun begalus. Why are we so happy in Galus now? What we're in is worse than we were before, right? We're in jail a second time. Garua minarishin. Well, right now it's also garua minarishin. But there definitely were times in Jewish history that to some degree it was garua minarishin. It was worse than the first time. The oichlin suda zu belev mar. And I'm eating this suda bittered. I'm in bitterment, right? They're hostages in Gaza. My brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael are under threat of rockets. People are dying in war, right? I'm eating the same suda like I ate in Mitzrayim, but atzvos, in sadness, the oini, with affliction, the chayser kol, where I don't have everything that I need. But when the Beis HaMikdash was around, it was a different kind of suda. They didn't say this because they were happy. They had Eretz Yisrael, they had autonomy, they had Beis HaMikdash. You can imagine a Pesach Seder during the time of Shlomo HaMelech, right? When the Yiddish people controlled the entire world and all the Goyim came to bring Korbanos. It was regal, it was majestic, it was beautiful, right? And we sat.
They omitted by
Cheney? No, they probably left it there. Once they put it in, they left it. Okay, give me a minute, hold on. Right? So this part of the Haggadah was not there during Bayis Rishon. Why? Because Bayis Rishon, we were not in a state that was similar to Mitzrayim. Here now that we're back in Galus, we're saying this Seder, this Pesach Seder we're having is like what they had in Mitzrayim. We are back in Galus all over again. This bread that I'm eating tonight is the bread of a slave, and I'm a slave, and I'm eating the bread that belongs to a slave. But during Beis HaMikdash, they didn't say this, because why? They were free. They were free, okay? Laze Omer HaMagid. So therefore, the Magid, the writer of the Haggadah, wrote, the Tana wrote the Haggadah, says, Liyashav Zaki Adua. He's trying to answer your question. Why should I be happy tonight if I'm back where I was before? I'm back in jail all over again. Ki Adua Sha'av She'im Mederechel Mismoch Ala Avar. Even though it's not the nature of a person to be happy about the past, Sheshakua Beis HaKala, when he's back again in jail, Mikol Makom. However, this time is different. Why is this time different? In Machmas Yetzir Rishona, because of the fact that Hashem took me out once, Muftach Bebir, from the fact that I saw Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim, I have a promise with absolute clarity, Belishum Safek, without any doubt whatsoever, Shekam Achsha Bevada Yotza. I know it's going to happen now. Meaning, imagine the guy went to jail and the community went and ransomed him and got him out. And he knows the community is going to do it again. So even though he's in jail the second time, what's going to be? He's going to be happy. Why is he going to be happy? Because he knows from the fact that he got out once that he's going to get out again, right? From the fact that the Abishur came and brought Esther Makis and beat up the Mitzrim and took us out with the Yad Chazaka, what does that show us? That no matter where we are, the Abishur can do it all over again. So the simcha that we have of making Pesach, even though we're in Galus, is because the Seder Pesach teaches us that the Abishur is able to do it all over again. So the whole reason what we do by the Haggadah, what we're going to spend our time on, is not to celebrate the freedom that we got by Mitzrayim, because that's gone. What we're doing is we're working on the Emunah and Bitochen, that we see the possibility and the ability of Hashem to do it all over again. One fundamental message which we have to give over to our children and our family is that Yitzias Mitzrayim was the Pesach for us to understand how we're going to come to Geula again. That no matter how rough and how tough and how bad things look, or whatever condition that we're in, from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Nisim in the flow, so he took us to Mitzrayim, it's Meshach Shayach that we're going to come, he's going to take us again for the Geula. So the Aveda of our Pesach Seder, he's tining, post-Korban Beis HaMikdash, is building in the Emunah and Bitochen that there will be another geula. And we saw that from the Yitzhiya. So that's why we hold the bread and we say, Ka'alach ma'anya, I'm eating the bread they ate when we were slaves. But I'm so happy. Why am I happy? Because I know if the Abishur took me out once, he's going to take me out again. Yeah, well.
But isn't the tekufa of the Seder supposed to represent a timeline that we started in slavery, we were in Shibud, and then we went to freedom?
Yeah, but then what keep going through the timeline? What? You're right. Right, the Shavuot was Hashem took us out. But what happened? Let's go past it. I know, but dear, when the Seder, when the Maggid is over, right, Ilu Ilu Hotzi Yanu Hotzi Lanu Mimitzrayim, na 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 na. Right, it ends. It ends with what? No Chagadia. What does it end with? It doesn't end with Chagadia. It says he brought us to Eretz Yisrael. We're not in Eretz Yisrael, right? So good. Okay. So, but the point is that you're right. That's the purpose of the Seder. And during Bayis Rishon, that's what it was. But like a lot's happened since Bayis Rishon, right? We got kicked out. We've been persecuted. We've been in Gullus. Again, it's hard for us to experience this because you have to understand what a Seder would have been like in Europe 300 years ago, right? Like, you can imagine, you know? You can imagine what a Seder was like in Spain. You can imagine what a Seder was like in Bavel, right? Baruch Hashem, we live in the lap of luxury and comfort. We have a different design. We're fat and lazy, right? It's a different issue. But the point he's saying is still a salient point out of Yom HaZeh, which is that the one of the goals you should have in the Seder is in order to engender into your family that from Yetzias Mitzrayim, we see there's going to be a Geula. The Seder should be focused in such a way where it brings out the idea that we believe that Emunah Shlema, that at any moment, the Kosh Baruch Hu can do exactly what they, no matter how bad it gets, right? I don't care if the UN comes. I don't care if all the nations of the world come against Eretz Yisrael. Whatever it's going to be, whatever is going to be crazy, we have another Holocaust. The point is that the Kosh Baruch Hu is able to take us out. Chas Shalom. But my point is, if it gets bad, no matter what the situation is, you have to build in the Emunah B'tochen that just like he took us out of Mitzrayim, and he totally controlled the Teva, and he brought Nisim in the flows, he can do it again. And we have to live with that all year long, with that understanding that the Ebsher has the Echelos, no matter what matzav we're in, to bring us into a matzav, a geula. That is the limud of the Seder. So we talk about the Makis, and we go through the Nisim Mitzrayim, we spend time speaking about it. It's reframed within the context of look at what the Ebsher can do. He can do it for us also.
Couldn't you equally do it the other way? I mean, I understand the decision was made to use the lowest point, right? Which is when we had the mosque. You can say it the other way. Look at where we were. Yeah, why do we reflect first on the idea of the lowest point and say this is where we can come from? As opposed to this is where we were, this is where we get to.
Well, we are. They're both included, right?
Right now, we're not.
Well, you see the kayach of a Kosh Baruch Hu to pull you out of your matzav and bring you somewhere else.
No, I'm saying, why the choice to start at the lowest point?
I'm not following the question.
Meaning we're using matzav as a reflection of the fact that we are the lowest point that he brings up.
Yes, yes.
But I'm saying, why not just look at the point that we got high from wherever we were, which was lower than where we are now?
Because you want to address somebody where they are. Right, the world of a person in Gullus is Gullus. Again, it's hard for us to appreciate this because of the way that we live. Right, we think we have Geula. We think having Aratera and a Sunday morning and a Kira coffee, we're in Geula. However, we are nowhere near Geula, okay? But unfortunately, that's how we feel. If you ask a Yid 200 years ago, he would not feel that way, right? So the idea is where you are now, you should know there's a means to come up. Where you were in the future, your high point, is not relevant to me. I don't see that. I'm not touching that. That's not who I am. That's not my life, right? This is my life. This is where I am. And to know that wherever I am, right?
Isn't the high point? My point is, isn't the high point when they left this
room? Right, we're going to get there. But the point is, we have to say that Hashem took you from a matzav similar to the one you're in now and schlepped you there, and he'll take you there again. That's the point. That the Seder becomes a haftacha on the asid. It becomes a promise for the future, right? So he says, "Vavada simcha ruiba ve'ein simcha gadol mizuel yitzu sha'avra." Therefore, the simcha is on the past. Kevin Shabbatuach, the past makes it that it's a promise. Shabbavada yatzagam achshav, that even now I'm going to get out. V'zem mamra asher hayosh hi lachma anya. Like this bread, the Diachla Bar Mitzrayim, like I ate in Mitzrayim, but atzos in sadness. Mikol Makom, even though I'm eating the same bread my ancestors ate, to God al Simcha, I'm going to dance with the bread. I'm going to dance with my slave food. At Gather Shekin to Kol Dichwin, until I'm so excited that it's such a Simcha, I'm willing to invite the world. Says the Nesivis, you're not actually inviting guests. Right? That'd be ridiculous. What are you doing? You're expressing your Simcha. Just like when a person has a Simcha, he invites guests. You're saying, I'm eating this food that I ate as a slave. I'm holding my uniform I wore in the camps, And yet I'm going to dance, and I'm going to sing, and I'm going to laugh, and I'm going to hold this Jewish, the yellow star, and I'm going to dance around the table, and I'm going to invite guests. Why? Because since Abraham took me out, I'm so happy knowing that there's going to be a future that I'm going to be taken out again. So we're instead of being sad eating the same bread that our forefathers ate, Adrabah, we're going to be in such simcha that we invite the entire world of guests to show our simcha because we have such bitachin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to take us out, right? Like a person who's so happy, Shein lo shir, he has no shir. Shavadai marbeh umazin sudasa kol dichvin. He's so excited, he invites all the poor people. I'm making a suda, come, join my chasana. Because we were taken out of Mitzrayim, we were promised clearly that even now where we are, l'shana haba ba'aretz Yisrael, that next year we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael. Because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, we know that even though we're in Galus, we believe b'emuna shlema that next year we could be in Eretz Yisrael. That because Hashem took us to Mitzrayim, what did Mitzrayim teach us? Mitzrayim showed us that we are the Am Hashem. We are the nation of Hashem. The whole world saw the godless of the Jewish people. The world saw Hashem reach down with a hand and pulled us out of Mitzrayim. And the whole world saw how chashiv the Jewish people are and how we are the children of Hashem. And even though it may be that we might not be fitting to be Hashem's children, Hashem will save us anyway. That he should not make a chil Hashem. Ki lama yomru Mitzrayim, k'mo shenivar, as I explained later on. Okay, let's unpack what he said really quick. He's saying the following word. What made Yitzias Mitzrayim, the haftacha for the future, wasn't just that we saw Hashem was able to do miracles. It wasn't just that. Because maybe he won't do a miracle for us in the future. It's because he took us as a nation. We became bound and entangled with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to the point where Kadosh Baruch Hu says he'll never destroy us, he'll never get rid of us. Him taking us Mitzrayim was him choosing us as being his Am. When we know that we're the Am Hashem, that's where the Haftacha lies, that he's going to bring us to our Shlemis, to our Geula. Another very important point that we have to talk about with the family, what it means to be a Yid, how Gishmaka means to be a Yid, how being a Yid means the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves you. It's a conversation piece to have with the family, that Yitzias Mitzrayim showed you that you are the purpose of creation and everything else is ancillary and secondary to the Jewish people, that your actions will bring the Geula, your actions is what brings all the world events, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu only cares about us more than everybody else, and that Lasad Lavai, where the nations of the world will fit in, is that we will be the teachers and we will be the ones to bring the light to the nations. Where did we see that we became the focal point of reality? Where did we see that we became the main protagonists? And the vehicle which is going to bring about such a light to come to the world for everybody else, it was Yitzias Mitzrayim, where Hashem chose us as a nation, right? And he says over here also that even if we would sin and we wouldn't be ruya, because Baruch was still not gonna destroy us and get rid of us, because the Chil Hashem, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lama Yomru Mitzrayim. Why should Mitzrayim say that he took us out in order to destroy us, right? I think they did a study at one point. And they found that the most known narrative in the entire world is Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Even in places like the Far East. Yes, the Kabbalah Satara is not a known thing. But Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus is something. I guess I don't know. I read this one somewhere. But the point being is that because there was the Yitziah, so the whole world saw the Jewish people are on a pedestal. And if you would ask anybody, they all know that we're the chosen people. They may not like it. They might be bitter about it. They might say, oh, that's what you believe, right? Yeah. But they all know it, right? And that's why we're always in the news. We're always in the center, right? We're such a small amount of people, and yet it seems to, like, what in the world does the world care about what's going on in Eretz Yisrael right now? It makes absolutely no sense. Millions of people are dying in Sudan every single moment, right? The amount of travesty in the world is unbelievable. But for some reason, there's such a focus on... And the answer is because Loma Yom Mitzrayim, we're famous. We're famous, right? So because of that, the Eibusher will bring out the Geula for us, so it shouldn't be a Chil Hashem that we're the Am Hashem. The Am Hashem is going to make it to the end. That's an important nekuda to drill into to the Mishpacha. By being taken out of Mitzrayim, you became the Am Hashem. The Am Hashem gave you a mission. It gave you a purpose. Your actions in this world matter. Your actions shape the future of reality. Hashem is always connected to the Jewish people. Will never let us go. And again, he will never hurt us, destroy us, or ever cause. There shouldn't be a Geula because Kosh Baruch Hu is tied to our reality, as the Chil Hashem that would be if he would drop us, because we were chosen to be his Am. And that's something that we have to walk off with a pride. So your children, your family should leave the Seder knowing that we are the Am Hashem, and that's the Avtacha for the Geula.
Wasn't the Har Sinai really the Am HaMivchar, like he offered it to the other nations?
Yeah, but again, O Anis Lakachas Goy Mikarev Goy. Has it ever happened that Hashem took one nation outside of another nation, right? Because Baruch Hu basically took us. We were so embedded by the Mitzrayim. The Medrash tells us it was as if a baby cow inside a mother, and the farmer saw that the cow was going to die, so the farmer stuck his hand into the mommy cow and ripped out the baby. The Jewish people were literally grabbed and taken. Being given the Torah was the Shlemus. It's how we can accomplish our mission in this world. But the Etzem idea that we were removed and plucked out of the Teva of this world and raised on a pedestal was the Yitzia. Was Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? That's where you find it, because we're actively selecting a nation and removing them from being part of the world of the Goyim. Right? And the double language we says now we're here now we're slaves. What's with the double language? Shemati liyos, he said. I heard. Kiyesh machloek is b'shas. It's a little technical. In b'tishrei asin ligal o b'nisan. If in Tishrei we're going to end up being redeemed, or if in Nisan we're going to be redeemed. So there's a machloikis. Is the geula going to happen in Tishrei, or is the geula going to happen in Nisan? V'yadua d'shisha chadashim mukdam mekaidem yafsek ha-shibud. That Chazal tell us 6 months before the geula, the shibud, the slavery will stop, right? So the oppression from the goyim will end 6 months prior to when the geula will be. Like it happened to Mitzrayim, that the shibud ended earlier when the makas first started coming until we were taken out. So too in the future it will be that way also, that first the Goyim will stop the oppression, and then 6 months later we'll be in Geula. He says there are many places in Shas that mention this. So again, we have a machlokes. Are the Jews going to be redeemed in Tishrei, or are the Jews going to be redeemed in Nisan? But manav shach, either it's Tishrei or Nisan, but 6 months earlier the shibud of the Goyim will, the oppression from the Goyim will stop. Lazeh Omar Shim nigo b'tishrei. That's why it says, if we end up being taken out in Tishrei, as bevadish b'tishrei abba lo yavo adayin, kev shol nifzik ha-shiba b'nisan. Okay. He's saying the following. If we're coming up to a Tishrei, and the Shiba didn't stop in Nisan, we know this Tishrei is not going to be the real Tishrei. Right? The Shiba has to be 6 months ending before the Geula. So if you're approaching a Tishrei, and the previous Nisan, the Shiba didn't stop, then it's not going to be. Valkarchi says to Tishrei Sha'achar Tishrei Abba Yava. So if you got the Tishrei and the Shibud didn't stop by Nisan, you're gonna have to say the Geula is gonna be in a full 12 months from now, right? The following Tishrei. So if you're holding Aleph Tishrei and there was no end of Shibud in Nisan, you know the Geula is not gonna be until the following Tishrei. Va'az benidon shekodem Tishrei yufsak haShibud, because then you have time for the next Nisan, the Shibud to stop. V'lo yikurim rak shalish l'shana abba yeh b'nei chorin. So therefore, all you know is that next year you're going to be free. But if you're holding a Nisan, you believe the Geula will happen in Nisan. It's possible that this Tishrei, the Shibud will stop. And Nisan's going to be next year. So let's go through the math and read it in the Haggadah, right? So you go back to the Haggadah page. Okay, it's a cube shot. I don't know the biggest exciting shot, but it's a cube shot. He says, Hashta Hacha, now we're here. Lishana Abba, Be'ara Di Yisrael. Next year we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning what? Since it's Nisan, it's possible, according to the Mandamar and Chazal, that the Geula is going to happen in Nisan. It could be next year. By Tishrei, the Shibud will stop. And by the next Pesach, we'll be in Yerushalayim. But what if you paskin that the Geula is going to be in Tishrei? Okay? So it's not, therefore what? Hashta Avdi, now we're slaves. L'shana Abba, B'nei Chorin. Well, I got my husband wrong here. Did you hear the math that's going on over here? My math is off.
Either way, it's technically a next year.
It's not always a next year.
It's a next year, it's in 6 months. I think the Abba
6 months
the
first
one. I missed it. Ralph, you explain the math. Math's not my thing.
No.
You explain it, Ralph. So let's still flip it, right? So the first one, we're going to say that if the Geula is in Nisan, right? So if the Geula is in Nisan, so it's possible that we'll be in Eretz Yisrael next year.
By Tishrei. Because the Shibud will end in Tishrei.
The Shibud will end in Tishrei. And next Pesach, will be in Eretz Yisrael. But if what? Oh, very good. But if the Geula is going to be in Tishrei, well, it's already Nisan, the sheep is still going. So it can't be that we're getting out this Tishrei.
So
now that we're slaves, right, next Pesach, the sheep will stop, and the following Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah 2026, right? Well, okay, then we'll be finally in... And Eretz Yisrael, very cute. No, cute husband, right?
What about Mekarifayan? Like, the rule can happen like that.
Yeah, I see, he's based on all these sugis and shash. He holds the Shibud needs to stop. The problem with a lot of these things, I think this is important, the Kula. I want to take a brief pause for a minute and just talk about the idea of Mashiach. One of the Yud Gimel Ikrim the Rambam has is that we should have a tzipia for Yeshua. We should want there to be a Geula to come, and we should be pining for it to come. The Olam thinks that means that we need to be delusional and say, it's coming tomorrow. Right? The Rambam writes...
Why is that delusional?
Because it's delusional. The Rambam, because they've been saying that for a long time and it hasn't worked out exactly, right? How do you know it's going to be tomorrow?
I'm not saying for sure.
Well, that's what I said. There's
a possibility.
I'm also open to the possibility. I'm also open to the possibility. But I'm saying the Olam that says it, well, it's coming, Mashiach is coming. Right? Or we want Mashiach now, right? Well, I guess you could want it now. I guess that's a good thing, right?
Yes.
But the idea they say Yeshiach is coming tomorrow. These are the signs it's going to be, right? It's not a good thing. Why is it not a good thing? Tzipia Yeshua, what does it mean is the following. Imagine you're in the doctor's office and you're waiting. Mr. over here. Yeah, you know what? I want you to take the Mussar. You make me come 15 minutes early and you come 45 minutes late. Saka kol, I'm waiting for an hour, right? Yeah. Yeah, oh, fine. And if I come later, you threaten to take away my appointment. You wait for your name to get called. You wait. What? Doesn't mean that you believe you're going to get called next minute. They say you're going to get called next minute. But you really wish it would be. You really wish it would be, and it's something that's on your mind constantly. When are they going to call me? Geula, the word is something that we have a tzapia. We want it badly. We want it so badly that we're waiting for it. When's it going to come? But we know in Seichel Lavdafka is it going to come right away, right? So the Olam makes all these promises. The Rambam says they're counterproductive because they give people a false sense of hope, and then when it doesn't happen, what happens? They're broken, and they don't want it anymore in the future. The big shaila is, why is Tzipisa Yeshua one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim? Right? What do you mean, why? To want Mashiach is one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, right? I understand believing Hashem is one. I understand believing the Torah is Sinai, the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Hashem doesn't have any parts, right? But why is Geula okay? So it'll be good in the end. But why is that? I think the word why that's an ikker is the understanding of what Geula is. Geula is the rutzin to live a life of yados the way it's supposed to look, the way it's supposed to look. And when we have the tzapia that we want that to come, we so badly. What is it that we want? We don't want political freedom. We want to be able to learn Torah. We want the tesis not to be difficult. We want our davening that we feel connected to Gosh Baruch Hu in our davening. We want the ability to be the best yidim that we can possibly be. That becomes an ikker in our religion that changes the person the way he is right now. If you don't live with that knowledge of what it's supposed to look like at the time of the Geula, your Aveda right now is missing. Right? You have to know what the goalpost is, and you have to be striving, and that's why there's a tzapia for it. If a person doesn't want that world, then right now you're going to be happier with your cars and your homes and your Netflix or whatever it is that you're into, which is, right? You're going to find your simcha somewhere else. The tzapia is the idea of what is the ideal world that I want, and right now, even though it's difficult, I'm going to strive to get to that world. So that's why we have such an idea that there has to be a tzapia. You have to want it so badly, because right now you're going to do everything in your power in order to get to where it is, right? A yid who has the sense of what the future should look like, his Shmona Esrei today looks better than a yid that has no goal or rotzen. You have to have the shifa in the right place. So that's, again, an important nekuda that we're saying over here is that we can't promise that tomorrow Mashiach is going to come. The other thing that they say is that the Rambam says that nobody understands all the Maimer Chazal about Mashiach anyway. He says, Haraya, there's so much machloikis that you have in Chazal, it's very unclear. So what's it called, the Shibud stopping, right? It's a hard thing to be able to pin down, or all the Nevuahs that we have in the Navi. There's no way of really, really, really knowing it, you know? That's not what we're supposed to focus on. What we're supposed to focus on is the tzapia, right? To make the calculations, the cheshbon is try to understand that the Rambam is not going to increase any Yerushalayim. What's going to increase Yerushalayim is working on the rotzen for it to come. So again, just to put everything back into, and he says next, that's why they made this in Aramaic, because Aramaic was the language that they had when they left Babel after the korban. So put everything back together. He said the following. He says, why is it that we're inviting guests? Why is it that we are calling the matzah what we ate in Mitzrayim? What's all this? So he says, the word is the following. We're holding the matzah, and we're saying that even though right now we're back in Galus, and it's bitter, and we're no different than we were when we were slaves, he says, but we live with the understanding from the Yetziah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kind to us to be the Am HaNivchar, the chosen nation, and there it gives us a haftacha that no matter how bitter the situation is we're in now, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and He's chosen us, and He's going to take us out again. And so even though I may live in a world which is depressing and sad and difficult, however, I have extreme happiness. Ad kevekach, I'm willing to symbolically at least invite guests to show my simcha, because that's how much bitachon I have on what's coming. And I just think the points that we have to chazer over is the belief that we're the Am HaNivchar, the ability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take us out, that even in the toughest times of Galus, there should be a simcha, knowing that there is a future, and to engender the idea there should be a tzipia for the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to end all of the Galus finally and allow us to be the Yidim that we're meant to be. And that is what this Piska is, and it should frame the entire Seder, that the Seder of Galus is different than the Seder of Geula. The Seder of Galus is building the tools for us to live our lives knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us.
Is that to say that the invitation is insincere?
Insincere. It's a show. It's a way of expressing
simcha. Of our emotional state, of our bitachon.
But is that not, as I understood it, the Gemara as well suggests that you should not make a claim or an ask of someone if it's, in fact, you know the answer to the video.
So that's Geneva's Das when you have another human being there and you're tricking him and you're getting him to like you when really you're being not genuine.
You're sitting in your waiting room.
No. Here, there's nobody here. This is a dance. Yes, this is a dance. Okay. This is just a show. This is a way of expressing, like Yoni just said. Yoni, say it again.
It's an expression of your emotional state, of your bitachon.
There's nobody else here. You're not tricking anybody, right? You're saying, I'm as happy as if I would be making a chasna. And again, just to imagine it, what the Haggadah is, just, you know, we can imagine the Chorban of Beis HaMikdash happened. They went to Bava. Let's make it more real. Person survives Auschwitz. He's sitting for the first Seder. They got out around Sukkot's time. 6 months later, wherever he ended up, Belgium, Canada, wherever he ended up, he's sitting by the first Seder since going through what he went through. And he's jumping up and down with Simcha, wanting to invite guests because he believes so strongly that the Ebster loves him and that he's the Am HaNivchar and he's going to bring him into Geula, right? Just to contextualize, right? That's the word. Okay. Shkreya Chavra.